Well, I grew up going to a private school from about kindergarten to sixth grade. And the thing I remember about my kindergarten teacher, just like any five-year-old remembers, is they were really old, right? That's what we all picture our kindergarten teachers to be. But I actually, as I look back at it, I think she actually was, and she had some ways to do things. And two things that I remember that she would do. One, when you get in trouble, she would take you to the front of the line and grab you at your wrist where it really hurt, right? That pressure point, and walk alongside you. Come on, Josh. It's okay. Come on. And it would hurt so bad. But the other thing I remember that she would do is she would stay after in our aftercare daycare. And as I waited for my parents to get off work and pick me up, she would stay after. She would spend time with the students. And one thing she would do with me is she would say, okay, say your ABCs. Say A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And she'd say, okay, count to 100. We do it again. She'd hear, okay, say your ABCs again. Okay, A, B, C, D. Count to 100 and over again, right? And she just drilled into me the ABCs. I'm like, why is this even important? Unbeknownst to me, this is how I speak. This is how I learn. My wife continues the work today. But the big thing about it was she wanted me to have those basics. She wanted me to have that understanding of where words and where communication and where I would be able to write and to explain myself. And without that basic understanding of the ABCs, and even sometimes going back to it and Bethany saying, no, go back to your ABCs, guy, it would be impossible for me to even communicate with you guys today. And so we have to have those basics. We have to have those ABCs in our life, right? And today's passage that we're going to look at is going back to those ABCs, or that melody. That melody is what we'll call it today, of how we are to pray. But it's important to remember sometimes we have to go back to it. If you guys would stand with me, we're going to read our passage this morning coming from Matthew chapter 6, which most likely, depending on what version you want to recite, you guys could probably recite from memory. So since I'm the youth guy and I'm used to interaction, we're going to say this together, okay? And if it's not with enough gusto, if it's not with enough oomph, because I'm the youth guy, we'll do it again, okay? You ready? Here we go. Pray then like this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we have also forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. This is the word of God, and it does not fail. You may be seated. To explain a little something about myself, I am not musical. Okay, I do not have any musical talents. I'm glad that they muted this mic while we were singing songs, because that would have been interrupting. My wife is the musical one, so anything I say today that is correct about music came from her. Anything that I say that is incorrect, I messed up. Okay, but I love music. I love listening to music. I wish I could play. I wish I could sing. I wish I could do all those things. I enjoy music. And one of the genres that is weird that I enjoy is jazz. I like jazz, and I like to listen to it. I like to listen to just the pure melody of it, but then how they go in different directions and how they just go off without even realizing that they're doing it, but they stay within each other. It's amazing to me. And within jazz, what's important to know is that there is a main melody. There's a main theme tuned in jazz. They're always playing this main theme tune, staying within it. They're not going outside of it. They're not getting away from it, because if they did, the song would then mess up. There's this main theme tune. In this passage today, the Lord's Prayer is like our main melody of prayer. When God says, pray like this, and he says, our Father in heaven, he's reminding us who God is. He's saying he's above and beyond. He's greater, but he's so good. And then we hear, pray like this, may you be hallowed. May your name be made great. May you be made much of. Then we go on, and it says, your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, I know Christmas is great for everybody, right? It's perfect. You had no issues of wrapping presents. You had no issues with family. There was never any fights at a board game. Okay, maybe not. Maybe there was. But who doesn't want his kingdom to come? This prayer, this melody that he's talking about here is, oh, please come now. Like this petition of please come. And then we hear, give us this day our daily bread. This main melody of, I need sustenance today. Like, I need it. This longing. And forgive us our debts. We'll go back to the board games. Who needs to ask for forgiveness for that? This need that we know that we haven't met God's standards. Our Father, whose name needs to be hallowed, we haven't met his standards. Forgive us our debts. And then the hard one, forgive. Help us forgive our debtors, right? Those that have sinned against us. But if we've been saved from much and been forgiven from much, how much more our capacity to forgive because we know where we came from. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If only that was the case. If only we could be delivered from this evil that we see around us. And this main melody, just like in a jazz song, just like in a beautiful jazz song, we have this main melody, this prayer, that is just so beautiful and so ABC-ish, right? But it's exactly how God has said, pray then like this. Not that, don't pray like this, like ever. Yeah, okay, you can go back and pray like this. You can pray these words, but then also pray like this as well. In jazz, you guys probably know more than I do, but it's fine. In jazz, what is so interesting is the way that they are able to compose and rearrange within the song. But stay with the same melody. How many of you guys have seen the movie La La Land in the past? Okay, there we go. Interaction, right? Youth guy, come on. Okay. You guys have seen La La Land? Okay. If you haven't seen it, it's been out long enough. If I ruin it, that's your bad. La La Land is this movie that, for all the things it is, yes, it's a cheesy love story, but it has some amazing music in it. And any movie that can have some amazing music in it, I just love to watch. And in this story, there's this guy named Sebastian and this girl named Mia. The typical romance, right? They kind of are coy with each other. They're like, oh, I like you, but I don't want to tell you I like you. But Sebastian is this aspiring jazz musician. And Mia is this aspiring actress. And they help each other along the way, of course. But as Sebastian's trying to gain Mia's love or interest, she admits to him, I hate jazz. And he's like, excuse me? I actually like you. How can you hate jazz? So he takes her to this jazz bar to watch this jazz band play. And they're sitting there, and she's like, yeah, but, like, what about elevator music? Like, come on. Who enjoys elevator music? Or when I was growing up, there was this station at home that people would put on in the background, this jazz station at parties, and everybody would just talk over it. And he's getting so frustrated. He's like, excuse me, this is jazz. It's about fighting. It's about winning your spot. And he goes, no, okay, for all those who say they, and you know, they're watching this band, he's like, hate jazz. So trying to keep it at a whisper. He says, they don't understand it. He goes, look, and he's pointing to this jazz band. And he said, look at that saxophone. You see how he just took over the song? He's composing and he's rearranging in the middle of it. And then the piano took over. And then that trumpet took over. And they're working together, but they're fighting against each other. And he uses this statement in this movie. He says, everyone is composing and rearranging, and yet they're playing the melody. The Lord's Prayer is our melody, right? Of prayer. But what did we read? Eric read our call to worship in Psalm 34, where it said a couple things. Boast, my soul, boast in the Lord. Magnify the Lord. Is this not David composing and rearranging? Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Bill read in Psalm 51, have mercy on me. My sin is ever before me. I was brought forth in iniquity. Forgive us our debts. Recognition that others are sinners as well. Help us forgive our debtors. Then he read our assurance. It's Psalm 103 where it says, the Lord is merciful and gracious. Oh, thank goodness the answer to that question of forgive us our debts was yes. This is people, David and other people, composing and rearranging, but staying within the melody. Over the last couple of weeks, we've been going through the Advent and we've been looking at Zechariah's prayer and Mary's prayer and Elizabeth's prayer. Composing and rearranging, how great you are, God, that you would bestow this honor upon me. There's times where I find myself, as I'm sure everybody else, with nothing to really say. Right? Where I'm having all these situations happen, but I'm at loss of words. I don't know how to compose and rearrange. I definitely don't know how to compose and rearrange like David. But I don't know how to express what I'm feeling and what I want God to know. And how many times have you found yourself in that situation? It was about 3 weeks ago as I was preparing for the sermon. There was a phone call I got right before lunch that kind of just wrecked my day. And I had already been very concerned. I was concerned and worried about certain students in our youth group and the people that they were, their friends that they were having to deal with at school and the things that they were having to speak truth to their friends about. I was concerned about families that I knew that were going through hard times, and I was worried, okay, can I get the kids to the dentist appointment on time, and can I do this on time, and can I get this done? And I was feeling very overwhelmed, but, you know, I could handle most of that stuff on my own power, right? Like, I could get there. But this phone call hit me upside the head and made me realize, actually, I have no power in most of those things. And so I said, okay, hey, you know what? I got a couple minutes before lunch. Let me look over my sermon really quick. Maybe that'll give me something else to think about. And I opened it up and it hit me. Maybe I should practice what I'm going to preach. So I instead of going to lunch, I said, I'm going to go for a walk. And I decided to go for a walk out in these neighborhoods around the church. And I stepped out of the youth building and I just said, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth. And over and over and over, I spent 30 minutes doing that. And what I found interesting, the lesson that Ms. McLaughlin was trying to teach me with my ABCs, is sometimes you have to go back and return to the melody. Because when I got back, those situations didn't go away. Like, that's not how that works, right? It's not that we were like, oh, no, I just hit the formula, punch it in, and the computer always works, right? That's how the Bible works. That's how God works. No, the situations didn't go away, but by returning to the melody, it allowed me to return to the office and be able to compose and rearrange what I actually needed. I didn't need a set plan to fix all those things. Instead, I needed to realize He's Father and He gets the glory. He's in control of those things that I'm worried about, that I'm concerned about. His kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Even though I was worried about some of those conversations that our students were having to have with friends at school, they were speaking truth. Kingdom come, your will be done on earth. I think it's happening. That's exciting. Okay, I can move past some of this stuff. Here we go. Give us this day our daily bread. I had everything I needed that day. God was providing. God was showing Himself to be true by returning back to the melody. Forgive us our debts. Help me realize that I had been putting all the pressures on myself or on other people, right? And pushing off on other people. It's their fault. Whenever I was guilty of not trusting the Father whose name should be hallowed, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. The phone call came about somebody who I have a hard trouble forgiving, have a hard time forgiving. And we all, the old joke is if you can't think of somebody, then it's you, right? But you need to forgive. Somebody else thinks it about you. But this idea that God was in charge and He would receive the glory reminded me that He's the one that gives out justice. He's the one that gives out the perfect timing, perfect sentence. Although I wanted justice right then, I wanted it quick. Whether it was right or wrong justice, I'm not sure yet. He's the one to help me forgive my debtors. And then we hit, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thank you for leading me to take a walk instead of eat a sandwich and remove that temptation to not return to you. Like this is what happens. And in just like a jazz song where they have that main theme tune and then, the saxophone will go off and the trumpet will go off and rearrange and compose. They're always staying within that main themed melody. And the idea that God Himself has said, here's a prayer that is both descriptive and can be prescriptive. What do I mean by that? I mean, it's descriptive of how you can pray and how you can compose and rearrange, but it can also be good to be prescriptive and just repeat. That's a good reminder that we are fickle people and sometimes we forget parts of this. I felt like that day I forgot all of it. But we can forget parts of this, but He's given us this to return to the melody to say, hey, go back to the ABCs. Don't you remember what it's made up of. I find that very encouraging because I'm guessing, like me, a lot of us have felt like we don't know what to say sometimes. I mean, it doesn't have to be over a silly board game. It can be actually over serious situations. It can be over not getting along with certain people in your family. It can be about being alone on Christmas or New Year's. It can be about something you've forgotten to ask forgiveness about. It can be about, I don't feel like you're here today. I just don't feel it. And what do we hear? Give us this day our daily bread. He has forgiven us our debts. He does deliver us from temptation. He does deliver us from the evil one. The story is written. It's being played out. But this is so good to go back to and remember, this is the main theme tune that God has given us to pray. And when we don't feel like Taylor Swift on that day and understand how to compose and make catchy songs that hit the internet or hit the Psalms, right? This is a good prayer to come back to and return to the melody to give us hope and joy and peace when we don't have the words to move forward. Our human hearts are prone to wander, and they're prone to forget. That's why I write down notes. That's why we have all kinds of gadgets on our phone to remind us. And that's why he gave us this prayer. So that whenever we forget what the main theme tune is, and we don't have words to say, we can return back to it, and receive hope, and have words to express what we're not sure how to express. And that will give us hope and joy found in him. Would you guys pray with me? Father, we know that there are times and even months and years where we seem lost, not sure what to say or do. Times where you seem so distant from us. God, I pray for anybody here today that is dealing with worry over job loss, job change, family relations, sickness within the family, hurt that has been spilling over for years and years that seems unforgivable by you or from us towards other people, that we might remember these words. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, would you give this body our daily bread? Would you forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors? Would you lead us away from temptation and deliver us from evil? We pray this in your name.